Evening. Book of Matthew, chapter 15. Book of Matthew, chapter 15. Book of Matthew, chapter 15. We'll begin reading in verse 1 this evening. Matthew 15 and verse 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, but whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites! Well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. The Pharisees and the scribes, the religious leaders, in the time of Christ's ministry here upon the earth, were jealous. They were noticing the following which Christ had. They were noticing the desire again of the people to come to him and to hear him. Of course, they came to be healed of him, and he was able to feed multitudes. And so they began to consider again, and they didn't want the Lord to set up, as it were, his own religious following, as it were. They wanted all control. And so they send individuals to, as it were, spy on the Lord. It didn't matter what he did. If he fed the 5,000, they didn't like it. If he cast out demons, it was because why? Because he did it through Satan. If he healed the blind, he broke the Sabbath. They were never satisfied with the work of Christ. They never made the decision again in themselves to follow him or to truly believe who he was. And so now they come to him, questioning why his disciples are doing what they're doing. It helps us again this evening, I hope, to look, as it were, even at our own lives, as we look at them, look at our own lives. Because we live our lives by a set of standards, a set of guidelines, a set of rules. We all have them. We all have them. But what happens oftentimes, we set our guidelines, our rules, above the Word of God. The traditions of men over the commandments of God. And it's easy again for us to look at the world, to look at other denominations, as it were, other beliefs, and point our fingers and say, hey, they're wrong here, they're wrong. But, you know, that's not what the Bible's about. The Bible teaches us and shows us right doctrine so we can identify wrong doctrine. And we're to expose it. Don't get me wrong. But it's not, again, to lift up ourselves and put others down, but more importantly, to confront error with truth. The Pharisees had traditions that they held to. And they regarded them higher than the commandments of God. That's what we'll look at this evening. Traditions or commandments? Traditions or commandments? Father, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word. We pray that you would, Lord, use your word this evening again to, Lord, just draw us to you, to instruct us, Lord, to open our eyes, Lord, again, to things that may be a hindrance to our going forward, hindrance to our obedience to you. I pray that you would guide and direct, Lord, everything that's said and done. We thank you. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, again, as we look here, look at verse 1 and 2. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. These Pharisees and scribes held to the traditions of the elders. It was their teaching, their belief, that their traditions were teachings that Moses gave orally. They weren't written. He had given them orally. And so they began to teach his traditions. They began to teach the traditions, and their fault was that what? They lifted the traditions over the Word of God. These traditions later on, for the most part, at the beginning, for the most part, were simply kept by the rabbis. And they taught them, and they gave them to the people. And they were all up here, supposedly passed on from rabbi to rabbi, from generation to generation. Until a rabbi by the name of Judah, in the common era, they quit using B.C. and A.D. because it deals with Christ, before Christ and after the advent of Christ, right? So they began to use C.E., the common era. So common era 200, this rabbi Judah began to write down these traditions, these laws that they had, the traditions of men. And they began to call them the Talmud. And he has another, they have the Talmud, the Mishnah, and I don't, the other one starts Germa or something like that. It is what the tradition was, the study of the tradition, and a commentary on the tradition. That's what they were. But they taught them as not scripture, but they held them above scripture. They held him above the word of God. And lest, we say, whoa, why would they do that? Let's not be pious. Let's not be Pharisaical. Let's not be like the scribes. And we need to consider again what is in my life that I hold higher than the Word of God. Because if we'll be honest, and we ought to be honest, there are traditions that we keep that we consider to be higher than the Word of God. They go contrary to the Word of God. We know the world does, and we can pick them out. But the world's not in here. This is for us to look at, to consider from the Word of God. So here's one of the traditions that they had. Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? It's a tradition of the elders. They weren't concerned about the Word of God. They didn't come and say, listen, Rabbi, they didn't want to call him Lord. They didn't want to call him the Messiah. Listen, teacher, why didn't they come and say, why are your disciples transgressing the law of God, the Word of God? They didn't do that. Why do thy disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? This is what has been passed down to us. And your disciples are not keeping the tradition of the elders. And what was that? What great transgression were they not doing? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Whoa! Whoa, they don't wash their hands before they eat bread. Let's go to the book of Mark. Mark expounds on this a little bit, which is really interesting. Which is really interesting because Mark looks at Christ as a servant. And Mark has Christ doing what? Miracles. And I mean, he goes like really, really fast with the life of Christ. He only has 16 chapters in the book of Mark. But where we see Christ in the temptation in chapter 4 of Luke, Mark has him in chapter 1 in the temptation. I mean, just like that, he doesn't say much about him. He just says, you know, he went into the wilderness to be tempted. But here he expounds a little bit. In chapter 7 of the book of Mark, then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes, which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they came from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees asked him, why walk not the disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? They didn't wash their hands. And this was a tradition, again, that they held to. This wasn't one of the commandments. Thou shalt wash thy hands before thou eatest. That's First Opinions. Chapter 3. That's not in your Bible, by the way. First Opinions is not in your Bible. It's just a tradition. But they come with this question, and they're so concerned. Your disciples are not eating bread, are not washing their hands before they eat bread. What a transgression. What a transgression again of the disciples. How dare they not wash their hands before they eat? Now, if you're going to serve me, I'd like you to wash your hands. But if you want to eat with dirty hands, you go ahead and eat with dirty hands. Right? But this is how much they disdained, how much they disliked the Lord. Why were they coming with this question? Because they wanted to nitpick. They were nitpicking. You ever get nitpicky? We usually get nitpicky when it's somebody else, right? We don't get nitpicky with ourselves because everything we do is right. It's always when somebody else is doing it. It's always when somebody else is saying it. Their question, the question again that they bring is why do your disciples transgress against the tradition of the elders? They're not washing their hands before they eat. Maybe they had seen, again, the Lord feed the 5,000. And they saw that the disciples had eaten themselves, and they didn't wash their hands. Or they went and picked up the fragments, and then they ate without washing their hands. I don't know why they came. But that was their concern. That was their concern. Does it seem like a worthy concern? No, it doesn't. As I said, it's almost nitpicking, just being picky. And when it comes down to it, that is, again, the standards that we set that are not in the Scripture. We want to make our own rules. We want to make our own guidelines. So their question is answered with a question for them. Because this is what they were concerned about. Again, washing hands. The washing of hands before they ate. The Pharisees, because of the traditions, they went to the market. They left the market, they would wash their hands. They would put their hands again under the water to allow it to run and for them to be cleansed, perhaps simply because maybe they came into contact with who? With the Gentiles. But here's a reply. Again, in the form of a question from the Lord. But he answered and said unto them, why Do ye also transgress a commandment of God by your tradition? Why do you transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? You know why their traditions were wrong? Because they go contrary to the word of God. They have traditions that went contrary to the word of God. I mentioned earlier that there's individuals, that there's Christians tonight that are not in church. Why? Why? Because they stayed home to watch a football game. The Super Bowl has become a tradition of men. And Christians are willing to do what? Transgress the commandment of God for the traditions of men. I'm not here to preach against the Super Bowl. But I believe that as believers, we ought to be in church instead of being at home. It's interesting how a believer will have a Super Bowl party and will invite his lost friends to come and watch a Super Bowl at their home in an attempt to witness to them. And what are you going to tell them? What are you going to tell them? Oh, yeah, I missed church tonight to watch a Super Bowl so I could have you over so I could tell you about Christ. Does that make sense to you? How far is that conversation going to go? What are you doing home? What are you doing home? The biggest problem with the tradition, again, of the elders was that it went contrary to the word of God. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. Honor thy father and thy mother is the first commandment with promise. It is the first commandment with promise that thy days may be long upon the earth, upon the land where thou dwellest. That was the promise that came with it. This honoring again of father and mother went beyond obeying what they said, obeying what mom and dad said. This honoring went to the caring of mom and dad when they grew older and had need. They could no longer care for themselves, and it was for the children to take care of the parents. That is honoring thy mother and thy father. But they were transgressing this. Why? Because of their tradition. Now, this is a commandment of God. What is more important? For you to wash your hands before you eat? Or for you to honor your father and your mother? What is more important? Honor your father and your mother. Why? Why is it important? Because it's a commandment of God. Because it is a commandment that God has given to us. It doesn't matter what the neighbors are doing. It doesn't matter what the other relatives are doing. Our responsibility is to honor our father and our mother. But here's the excuse that they use. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. In their tradition, in order to escape or to get around the commandment of God to honor father and mother, to provide for them, to meet the needs that they had, the tradition said that that they could give everything that they have as a gift to the temple. Give it as a gift. Everything. All that I have belongs to the temple. Now they could use it. They could use the money in whatever they wanted. They could use the money however it pleased them. But when it came to ministering to their parents, they said, I can't do that. I can't do that. Why? Because this belongs to the temple. I gave this as a gift to the temple. And so what did they do? They got around, through their tradition, they thought they were getting around the commandment of God. You cannot make the commandment of God of none effect. You cannot do it. It's a commandment of God. Now we try to. How? By our traditions. We set our traditions above the commandments of God. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. I'm free. Why? Because it all belongs. I can't help you, Mom. I can't help you, Dad. All this belongs to the temple. The new chariot I went and got, don't mind that. Don't mind that. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. You've pretty much taken the commandment of God. You've pretty much taken the commandment of God and thrown it out the door. Of course, we wouldn't do that in the church. Right? We wouldn't do that in the church. We wouldn't transgress the commandments of God. Or would we? Or would we? Usually the reasons why we won't adhere to a command, the replies that people give usually is what? Well, that's in the Old Testament. That's in the Old Testament. You know that the Lord quotes the Old Testament to teach in the New Testament? You know Paul quotes the Old Testament to teach in the New Testament? It's not a valid point. It's not valid. Now, we don't have the sacrificial system. We don't have the sacrifices anymore. The sacrifice has already been made, Jesus Christ. That veil's been ripped in twain. We're able to enter again through Christ. So we don't have to worry about the ceremonial law. But the commandments of God that are given to us again to obey, to follow. Let's not set them aside because of our traditions, regardless of where the tradition comes from. Well, this is what we did when we were growing up. It doesn't matter. If it goes contrary to the Word of God, then you ought to be willing to take that tradition and say, see you later, alligator. It's gone. But they held them higher than the commandments of God. They held them higher than the commandments of God, thus making the word of non-nullified. Now, they can't do away with it. And we can't do away with it. But we can disobey it. We can disobey the word of God. By our traditions. By our tradition. The Lord wasn't done again with his reply because he follows up the reply with a rebuke. This is what it shows. When they were willing to put their traditions above the commandments of God, it reveals something about them. First of all, it reveals what? Their hypocrisy. They're hypocrites. Why? Well, here they were, the Pharisees, were supposed to be the ones that taught the law. They followed it. They were supposed to be examples. But instead, we understand and we see in the Bible that they were usually good about putting the burden of their religion on the people, but not on themselves. They exempted themselves from what the Word of God said. So the Lord says, why? You hypocrites. Well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. You know what they did? They said the right things. They refrained from saying the bad things. Whenever they were around the other religious people, when they were in the temple, whenever they were teaching the people, they always said the right things. You know what the problem with most of the television ministries is? Yeah, they're after money is one. The biggest problem with them is not usually what they say. It's not what they say. You would probably agree with probably 90, 95% of what they say. The biggest problem is what they don't say. You see, their reliance is on what? on money. They always have their little spiel about offerings at the end. If you want to keep the ministry going. Whose ministry is it? Is it God's ministry or yours? Right? They won't preach against sin. They won't preach the word of God. When it teaches against sin. Why? You don't want to offend. They don't want to take a stand when it comes to right and wrong. They'll either bypass it or stay neutral. So it's not so much what they say, it's what they don't say that hurts the people, that hurts the hearers. Almost like what the Lord is saying here, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They're saying the right words. They're saying the right things. And they're keeping from saying the bad things. But their heart is somewhere else. Their heart is focused somewhere else. They don't care, again, about the salvation of souls. They don't care about people drawing closer to God. They care about their finances. That's what they care about. That is where the Pharisees were. That is where the scribes were at. They had a form, Paul says. They had a form of godliness, but they denied the power thereof. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. As believers, we need to be mindful. We need to be careful that our faith does not become a religion. That our faith does not become a show. Just a show for people to see. It's not really a way of life. It is just something that you do. It's something that you do. Why do we go to church? It's something I do. And during the week, it's business as usual. Can't tell the difference between the world and the believer. Why? Because the actions are the same. The talk is the same. There's no separation. Just simply look, they look the same. The Lord calls that what? Hypocrisy, hypocrites. We draw nigh with our mouth and honor the Lord with our lips. But in reality, our heart is far from him. People can't tell the difference. They see you in public. They see you at work. They see you at the doctor. Wherever they see you, they can't tell the difference. Unless you tell them you're a Christian, I would have never been able to tell. In verse 9, he says, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. In vain. It's vain. It was vain. What they were doing was vain. It was empty. Why? Because they were just teaching a bunch of rules. Just a bunch of rules. These were the traditions of men. This is what I think you ought to do. How long would it take you to quit going or coming to church if when you came, or get rid of your pastor, that when you came on Sunday and say, you don't need to open your Bibles today. You don't need to open your Bibles today. I'm just gonna expound to you. I'm just gonna tell you what I think you ought to do. If you would stay for that service, it would be too long. If you would stay for even that service, it would be too long. If you kept the pastor for that service, it would be too long. You don't come for opinions. You don't come for opinions. You should come for the Word of God, what the Bible says. It doesn't matter. My opinion doesn't matter one bit. Doesn't matter at all. What matters is the Word of God. That's why we ought to bring our Bibles when we come to church. Well, it's this Baptist church out there. I know they're teaching the Bible. You better take your Bible. You better follow along. See where they're coming from. See what they're teaching. And I'm not saying when you're out there, I'm saying when you're in here. I'm not afraid of that. Bring your Bible. What is taught here is from the Bible. That's what ought to be taught. This isn't our church. This is the Lord's church. This is God's house. You want to expound your opinions? Then build your own house. And if people are foolish enough to go, then get support from them, right? Get support from them. But they were teaching the doctrines, the traditions, should say, as doctrine. They were teaching the traditions of the elders. They were making that their teaching. Now, when Paul said to Timothy, give attention to doctrine, what was he talking about? He was talking about the Word of God. You're to give attention to doctrine. The doctrine was not the bad part. It was the commandments of men that was the bad part. The commandments of men don't matter. What matters is the commandments of God. And so it would behoove us again to consider again in our lives. To examine in our lives. How we live. What we live by. Is it scripturally based? Or is it just simply a tradition? Just simply a tradition. You know that even as Baptists, we tend to hold on to some traditions that are just what? Traditions of men. An individual will go to a certain Bible college, and that is what the Bible college teaches. And so they go to a ministry, and they're more concerned about turning that church or those people to the traditions of the college where they came from than turning them to the Lord. Then turning them to the Lord. That ought not be. It doesn't matter how good the college. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good it worked there. It doesn't matter. Those traditions don't matter. Let's stick to the Word of God. Let's stick to the commandments of God. Let's set aside the traditions of man. Let's set aside any tradition against a man that is not based on the Word of God. And especially if they go contrary to the Word of God. It's a time to examine ourselves and say, Lord, search me, show me. What are the traditions, again, that I'm holding to, Lord, that are keeping me from worshiping you, from serving you, from what am I teaching? What am I speaking out, again, when I go and speak to others? Am I speaking rules and guidelines that I abide by, or am I speaking your word? Let's hold to the commandments of God and make the traditions of men of non-effect. That's opposite of what the Pharisees did. They kept to the traditions of men and made the commandments of God of non-effect. But let's keep to the commandments of God and make the traditions of men of none effect. Father, we thank you.